You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight, joined by Luke and Hugh from the Coops.
Yay! Hello.
Hello. It's good to be back.
Yeah, well, it's been around 3 years now. Obviously, yeah. You've made a brand new album, which is brilliant. And after the success of Conk, you probably needed a bit of time out. So what did you do apart from making new music? Did you just get time to see your friends, your family?
It's a weird one, isn't it? Because for us, it doesn't really feel like time out. Although we did have time at home, you know, to just write tunes and get a bit of grounding. We were touring a lot. I mean, we did a lot of touring all over, so.
Well, you got to promote, I guess, Conk around the rest of the world. So yeah. I guess when you weren't in the UK and people thought you were probably...
Well, stuff started to happen in America. So we went there for quite a while and... That takes a hell of a lot of time, you know, which is cool, but it also takes a lot out of you, so...
Where's this, the content and the inspiration for this album come from in terms of the lyrics and the sound and stuff like that?
Because the title's quite... it sounds like you're almost sort of relieving yourself of any problems you may have had. Junk of the heart, like ridding yourself of stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, the title... It's funny, some people say that. To me, it's all about perceptions, isn't it? To me, it is in a way, like the album... Some of the lyrics are directed at, relieving pressure or that kind of thing. I guess there's maybe elements on the album of that.
Okay, so just almost like a reflection of like sort of your lives or whoever's lives over the last few years.
And you have to have the good to have the bad, that kind of thing.
Are there any sort of quite random influences? Maybe some that sort of, like you say, you're a music snob before, and there's some that you would never normally sort of think would sort of ease its way into your music.
We wouldn't tell you that, would we?
Ah,
we wouldn't possibly divulge.
Do you sort of, have you found though,
Pitbull,
though that,
isn't it?
Are you talking about guilty pleasure?
Yeah, Pitbull, you love Pitbull. Yeah.
Who's Pitbull?
So, see, they haven't expanded their horizons that far.
We like Nero. Quite big fans of Nero.
They're good.
Doing really well at the moment.
Yeah,
surprise.
They've got
well.
Some smasher tunes.
It's funny because, like, 2 weeks ago, you'd never have gone, Nero are going to have a number one record.
I was really pleased they got that.
Came out of nowhere, seriously.
It was good to see. Yes. But yeah, do you have guilty pleasure songs? Do you have guilty pleasure songs?
I guess Nero's not a guilty pleasure, is it?
No. Kesha is.
Kesha. which one do you
I'm
like?
I'm just not allowed to like. That. I'm not allowed to put on Kesha or... I love Rihanna as well, but I'm not allowed to play that either.
Luke's on phase three of it.
I'm on phase four. All right.
Phase three is denial. Phase four is acceptance.
Exactly. Step three and step four.
What is it you love about Rihanna so much?
Huh?
Why do you love Rihanna so much?
She's fit.
She is.
She's fit. She's got the same colour hair as me. I just love the straight up, unashamed poppy hooks.
Yeah.
And the production is just, it's really good.
I can see why you say it's a guilty pleasure, because I think
it's
quite
trancy as well.
Yeah.
Like, all that R&B stuff is really trancy.
They've
now,
mixed a lot of R&B and dance now.
Big
That's
time.
What everyone's doing. It just seems to be exploding. Yeah. David Guetta, I would say, is largely responsible. We've already had two massive albums and obviously the singles. You've toured the world. You've got another tour coming up end of September throughout October as well. What's it going to be like to sort of get back and do that kind of thing again? How long has it been since you last sort of had a tour as such?
Last week.
Well, because you say you've been touring all over the place.
All the time.
But we never hear about this, you see.
Well, we're just in America and Germany.
Well, that's it, if you're away. Yeah. But in the UK...
We're coming back in November. October, November.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a little pop-up show tour, but that was for kind of fun, really.
Yeah.
That was about six dates. We went to Bombed Out Church in St. Luke's and... Liverpool and on the beach in Cornwall, did a few shows.
That's really cool.
Cornwall, just for the fun of it, because we hadn't played in so long.
Thank you very much for chatting.
It's good to have you back.
You.
Even though you haven't really been away, but it feels like you have.
Yeah.
Luke, can you introduce your brand new single for us? We'll play it now.
This is Is It Me?
Luke Cube, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand. Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight, for the very first time, to In Demand, we welcome Dev. Hello.
Hello.
And most of our In Demand army will know you primarily from the JLS song. At the moment, anyway, before we move on to In the Dark and stuff. But how did it come about that the JLS boys asked you to work on their tune?
It was through my managers, actually, who knew them and their people, and we kind of got in contact like that, and then, got to work on the song together, which ended up being really cool. and a lot of fun to make and even funner to shoot the video for. So, yeah, it was cool.
The video is a colourful affair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Totally.
And mind you, your videos, I mean, I love the video for Bass Down Low. Nice, sweaty kind of club mentality.
Everyone needs one of those videos in their lives.
Thank you. Yes, sweat and things like that are definitely necessary for at least one video for every artist.
But then the video for In the Dark, whoa, that is a trippy affair, Dev.
Thanks.
How on earth did you come up with that crazy concept?
The director and I actually wanted to add a sort of Tim Burton-esque sort of feel and play off the dark feeling of the song. And then, yeah, we just ended up coming up with the hand idea, which was a lot of fun. And
it's
actually
weird.
I made a lot of friends that day.
Well, it looks like it because they're all over you.
Yeah,
did any of them go a little bit too far down south?
No, no.
Alex!
Thankfully, nobody went anywhere weird.
I hope you would have slapped them if they did.
Yeah, of course.
You'd be like, get your hands off me now.
Totally. No, they were sweet, which was cool.
Are you going to get a chance to catch up with the JLS lads while you're here in the UK, do you think?
Hopefully. They're always fun. They're just really sweet guys, so
they've just got back from holiday as well in Ibiza. That's where they've been.
Oh, gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So jealous.
Do you secretly have a favourite member?
Everyone has a favourite member.
I don't. Everybody always asks me that. I like them all equally. Is that cheesy?
No,
am I cheesy for
we
that?
Like them all equally. Well, okay. I have a favourite, and Lucy has a favourite, but we never kind of divulge it, do we?
I think we should tell Dev. She won't mind.
My favourite's JB.
Yeah, and my favourite's Marvin.
Oh, cute. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's a good
I love how we're like, yeah, that favourite member of
Yeah, that one.
Dev,
totally.
We're going to chat some more in a sec. Dev, can you introduce your brand new song for us on In Demand? We'll play it now.
Yes. Hey, what up, you guys? It's me, Dev, and here's my song, In the Dark.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Dev is still with us.
Yay!
Now we do a little test with our guests where we find out how showbiz you are. You've been in the biz quite a few years now, obviously making waves within the music industry. So we need to find out, Dev, how showbiz are you? You get a mark out of 10, and then we find out exactly how showbiz you are. So Lucy, first showbiz question.
Awesome.
Okay, so your most famous person in your mobile phone...
David Guetta.
Whoa.
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 I think I just won the whole contest with that. You
yeah.
didn't even
that is totally showbiz.
That is very showbiz. Although we did have someone who had Usher in their phone. That
yeah.
was quite showbiz.
Yeah, I think that technically counts. I toured with Usher. I kind of have that one too, actually.
Okay.
Ah,
I'm going to give you bonus points for
beating
that.
Beating the competition
points.
Down. Like, get out of my way. It's all about me.
Yeah. Usher is actually a really big sweetheart to me, so yeah.
Okay. What's the poshest hotel you've ever stayed in?
I couldn't even tell you the name of hotels. The W. My managers don't like me. I stay at Comfort Inns, Best Westerns.
Oh, you're keeping it real. No.
Yeah. You're keeping it real. Do you know what, though? As long as there's a comfy bed and a coffee and tea machine, you're fine.
Totally. That's what I'm talking about. And they have continental breakfast. I'm going to pay for that. It's
brilliant.
Awesome.
Oh, yum. Caviar or chips?
Chips. I've never had caviar.
Champagne or cola?
It depends. What kind of cola?
Just Coca-Cola.
Unless
you want to put some Bacardi in it.
Yeah. on a regular basis, I definitely choose cola, obviously. But I'm a fan of champagne, for sure.
What car do you drive?
I don't drive.
Because you don't need to, because you get chauffeured, right?
Yeah, but I do have a 91 BMW convertible.
Hello.
Yes.
Is that just sitting on your driveway, then?
Pretty much. I think my sister can drive it now. Now that she's old enough.
So you finished with 10, 20, 5, plus bonus points for touring with Usher.
She get double points for having Usher and David Guetta in her phone.
Yeah, okay. So 30 out of 50. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means
that's
you're showbiz,
good.
But you're not teetering over the edge of it. Do you know what I mean?
You're not
awesome.
Lost in showbiz. Not yet.
No.
That's so cool.
Dev, thanks very much
thank
for chatting
you.
To us.
Cool. Thank you so much, you guys.
Let's play JLS and Dev.
Let's play JLS and Dev. How
Yay!
About that? And then more Dev after and
yeah,
more JLS.
Definitely. More
yeah,
Dev
definitely.
Amazing. Thanks very much for
thank
chatting,
you.
Dev. Thank
cool.
you. Yay!
Thanks, you guys.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast.
The podcast.
Don't forget to follow In Demand on Facebook. Facebook.com/Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand and Mr. Morrison is here.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
We should say James Morrison. Nobody could be totally anyone. Mr. Morrison.
They could think it was Van and get really disappointed.
You've got to address him as Mr. Morrison.
Oh, yeah, and we're not allowed to look you in the eyes.
Don't even look at him.
The single's taking off. Everybody's
yeah.
doing
all right. Yeah, it's doing all right.
The video's a classy little effort. So.
We love the video. Nice. And even more so, I love the lady who's in it because she had the best job in the world. She just got to lie in the road in the 90s.
Well, I don't know. She had a pretty hard time. It was a pretty cold day. When
That's
she
what
was
Alex
there.
Said.
It was really cold, like. Yeah, her nipples were coming out. Which was always good.
You were going to say that. Have you seen this video? She's just wearing a slip.
It was funny though. I had to, when I played it to my missus, she like recoiled when she saw me with the other girl.
Yeah, you're getting quite up close.
I was like, you wait in a minute, wait in a minute. I was winding her up. Yeah, but you're like, it was good fun. It was good fun doing doing a video, and it's the first time I've done one with a girl that close to me, so I was quite nervous. I had some mints.
Makes a change from Nelly Furtado behind the glass.
Yeah, well, now they're slowly letting me nearer the girls as time goes on, which is nice.
Speaking of fit women, Jessie J.
Yeah.
She took your breath away the first time she walked into the studio.
Yeah, she did, man. I was really nervous to meet Jessie J. Aww. I think, because she's so, I don't know, she's just so powerful looking when she's on the TV, isn't she? Like, with her hair and her makeup and the
Power
way she
fringe.
Looks. And yeah, she just...
If it was the 80s, she would have worn massive shoulder pads.
Yeah, she looked good whatever she wore, man. And that day, I think it was like some flowery one-piece suit thing that was amazing. Yeah, I was really nervous to meet her. But yeah, she was a real, real cool girl and made me feel quite comfortable by the
Even
by
did
the
she
end
have the
it.
Cast on at that point as
Yeah, she did. Yeah, wow. She did the whole vocal, sat down with a cast on, which
well,
was
she's
amazing.
Doing everything sat down at the moment,
yeah.
isn't she?
Aww. It's ridiculous. I can't believe that a vocal can come out of someone who's just sat down. Like, I couldn't sing like that.
Her voice is incredible, though,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
In terms of its the technical side of it,
I said to her,
knows...
you're like a Ferrari, Jessie. I was like, just... she's like in fifth gear, Ferrari, man. Yeah, kind of. And even if you pull her back and she sings it real laid back, it sounds better than most people going for it, you know. Yeah, she's got an amazing voice.
She's also worked with David Guetta lately as well.
I know,
she?
She's working with everyone now.
Look at Floozy, I thought I was the only one.
Sorry,
aww.
I'm crushed.
Would you ever do anything with him, or would that be too weird?
No, I'm not that cool. I'm not that, you know, I haven't got that edge to me where I can just rock up to a club and, you know, and sing a song over a track.
Actually, what you've done and what Emily Sandé has done for us is provide a calm in a storm.
Oh, well,
so
is that? Yes. Is that a track that this you've done with Emily?
No, this
song?
Is you. Your song and Emily's songs are the calms in this massive storm of Pitbull, Katy Perry, David Guetta, all the usual suspects that have been around
like
for a while.
Mm. Yeah, it's nice to be able to fill in some gaps.
Well, Adele was very open about the story of the songs that are on 21. Yeah. You've been quite open about the fact that the death of your father's
kind of inspired you. It's a difficult subject to talk about because it's harsh.
People connected with the Adele album because of that reason. They'll do the same with your album.
And I think, you know, if you try and avoid stuff, you know, I mean, I have to deal with it, you know, it's part of life and a lot of the songs are about it. So, you know, I think it was something I was a little bit worried about in the beginning because it's personal, you know. But I think, you know, everyone goes through it. And I think, you know, if I can help people relate to the songs by me talking about it, and, you know, then I think, there's been a lot of people dying. Loads of people have been dying in the newspapers or in, you know, abroad, whether it's relatives, you know, Amy Winehouse died.
No,
it's just been a real kind of, I think at the time, you know, they all kind of fell out. Of me, you know, the song. So I'm glad I wrote them. It did make me feel better. I kind of it was the worst year of my life, mate. It was pretty tough. And I can sit here and say that. There's loads of people like, whatever, Morrison, you know, you've got it all right. You're not cleaning
fans.
You've
got every right to
feel
like that.
But I think, kind of I had a bad year and I've come out of it with this album and I feel really positive about the songs and, you know, where I am now as an artist and stuff. Yeah, I feel more comfortable with myself.
James, can you introduce your brand new single for us? Then we're going to chat some more.
No worries. This is I Am, James Morrison, and this is I Won't Let You Go.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. James Morrison is still on In Demand tonight. Right, we're going to take a little quiz with you.
Yes.
It's quite simply, how showbiz are you, James Morrison?
Showbiz, showbiz.
There are five questions. You get a mark out of 10 depending on your showbiz answer.
And Alex marks your answers.
So I have to kind of think about my answer for our answer so it's more showbiz.
You know, you have to be honest.
Okay.
Honest.
That's easy then. Yeah. That's easy.
Okay,
right.
Lucy.
Okay, James Morrison, your first question is this. When did you last change a pooey nappy?
It's a while ago now because she doesn't really wear nappies anymore.
She's potty trained.
She's potty trained. But I've had to sort of hoof the poo out of the potty not so long ago. I've had to do that.
Okay.
But I've changed. Last time I changed a nappy was probably about 3 months ago now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not showbiz at all.
Yeah.
So
no points.
That. No points. That's good. No, that's good.
Okay. James Morrison, when did you last shop at Morrison's?
about 6 months ago. I didn't really want to go in, but I had no choice. And
did you get papped?
No one kind of really noticed, which was kind of funny, and I was a bit disappointed. I wanted someone to see.
I would have loved to see.
But then
the
there was this woman, and she was getting a salad, and I was like, "Oi, put that back. That's mine." And she was like, she put it back as well. Yeah.
The fact that you didn't want to go into Morrison's means that you think you're better than it.
No, so not at all. Not
seven
at
points
all.
For that one, James.
No, it's only because they're going to say, look, he does shop at Morrison's.
I just wanted, okay, I'm just gutted there was no photo of you coming out with two carry bags.
That would be the classic kind of shot that would be my downfall, I think.
But you'd laugh at it. You'd
I would laugh at it.
See, there we go. It's not showbiz.
Okay, we'll knock it down to five.
Yay. Okay. Truffles, as in the posh ones sniffed out by pigs, or Ferrero Rocher?
Ferrero Rocher, yes. Because I was just saying today how much I love Ferrero Rocher.
Really?
I've ate a whole tray of 24 before in
good
one
lad.
Sitting.
We tried to do a challenge live on air, so you could pretty eat the bad. Most.
We did it with Jessie J.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
nice.
We did it with Jessie nice. J. Jessie Day.
I beat you, didn't I? I got 6 and you got 4, and we did it on air.
That's
and Jessie J did well. She got 5,
she
I think.
She did, and then she sang afterwards.
Yeah. Wow.
Considering that's chocolate and dairy.
Nuts flying
that
everywhere, yeah.
I think it's claggy. On like, claggy! You say claggy! Oh, do you know what? That makes me happy. Because we always say, like, when things are claggy, and Ferrero Rocher's are well claggy.
James Morrison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed, and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.